Welcome to The Learning Curve, a show about helping kids get good grades in school and succeed in life. The Learning Curve is for parents, teachers, and students, because all of life is a learning curve, and you'll succeed to the extent that you can learn easily. Now, here's your hosts, the authors of How to Learn, How to Teach, Overcoming the Seven Barriers to Comprehension, Roger and Virginia.
Today's guest is Carrie Rose. Carrie is the director or executive director of the Parent Teacher Home Visit Project. And it strikes me, of course, Carrie's background, she informed us as we were chatting before the show, her background is not as a school teacher, and there's a lot of merit in that. She actually comes from the parent and administrator side of it, getting things going right in the school system. So, Carrie, what is unique about your particular system as compared to other parent involvement opportunities?
Well, I think probably the most unique feature in our project is the collaboration of the three groups that form the partners that run the Home Visit Project and have, from the very beginning, run this project. So those three partners are representatives from our local teachers union, our local school district, and the local faith-based community organizing group. Mm-hmm. And those organizations came together in the late 90s with the idea of creating a structure for teachers and school site staff members to be able to go out and do home visits across the K-12 spectrum so that we could begin to have a different kind of conversation between school and community.
That is valid, yes. Certainly better than the confrontation paradigm that we see too much of.
Sure, yeah. Mm.
And getting this teachers union on side with it obviously was very important. That is good.
Yeah, the teachers union has been incredible as a champion for our project. In fact, we've had the opportunity to be adopted and adapted in schools and districts in 13 other states, and that's directly because of the support of the teachers unions.
One of our guests had said that one thing that he found in his career as a teacher is that those students who had parents very involved in their school and schooling were much more successful than students who did not have such involved parents. Are you finding the difference?
Oh, absolutely. So any teacher, I think, will tell you from their common sense experience that that is certainly true, but there's also been decades of research around the value on student achievement when family and community are involved in the schools. So the question, I think, before most schools these days is not whether it's something that would be helpful, but how.
Yeah.
How do you effectively engage family so that it actually makes a difference? There's a lot of efforts that happen in any school site to reach out to families, but, you know, I guess at the end of the day, we have to all wonder, are they working? Are they effective? Are they strategic?
Now, you do have home visits. Teachers do make home visits, but I believe there's more to the program than just that. Can you describe it to us?
The idea of the home visits is that it is the beginning of a foundational connection between the two most important people in a student's life, the
right.
family, the caregivers, and the school site personnel. So those folks need to be on the same page when it comes to a child's education, and yet there's very little within our traditional school systems, and through no fault of anyone, but just the way it's evolved over
right.
time, that we get to have an honest dialogue about what we all hope and dream for kids. You know, it's a lot about compliance, it's a lot about fundraising, it's a lot about, you know, people talk about it as random acts of parent engagement. Like, there's these things we need, but there isn't really a structure for us to take the time and really share our common values and hopes about what we all want and how we can start working together in a more strategic way with each other.
Yeah. Virginia actually learned of you from an article in Education Week. I was rather fascinated to be reading about the actual statistics of improved performance that you folk are achieving there at the Parent Teacher Home Visits operation.
Well, in this day and age, you have to have data.
Yep.
It's all about data. So we certainly wouldn't have survived as long as we have. We've been running home visits in Sacramento City School District, our home district, for 15 years now. So we certainly wouldn't have survived had we not had some good data behind us.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to actually just speak on that for a second, because one of the challenges I find is that there's just, there's almost an obsession with data in the sense that we have to constantly prove, we being community partners or folks who are working with parent engagement, we constantly have to prove over and over and over again that parent engagement matters.
Yep.
And, my belief is that there has been a lot of research that shows that already. I think it's up to us to show that the particular strategy we're using matters, not that everything we do is going to turn around every aspect, because the truth is it takes a whole bunch of different factors at any school site for kids to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Parent engagement is one essential component, but it's not the be-all or end-all, nor is, the curriculum or the leadership. It's part of an important puzzle.
Right. I was fascinated to be reading the actual, shall we say, agenda or sequence of what you set out to achieve in the first one or two meetings with parents. Would you explain that to our listening audience? Because we have a lot of homeschooling types here, as well as parents who care about their kids that are locked into the conventional system and may not be exposed to the opportunity that your organization could give their particular school district.
Sure. So the idea for the model of home visiting that we use is based essentially on a two-visit model. Now, this has been adapted in the secondary schools, and I can speak to that in a minute. But essentially, the idea is the first visit, the first main outreach effort by a school community via home visits is about building relationships and connection.
Mm-hmm.
And if we think about the relationship between schools and community being a two-way conversation, then the first visit is about the expertise of the partner that is the community, the parent, the caregiver. The second visit is about the expertise of the school. And that sort of sets things upside down on how traditionally we do outreach to families and schools, which is a lot of telling families what they need to know and not taking time to really understand the strengths and capacity and values that the family holds to also be able to move forward in the partnership. So that first visit happens traditionally in the summer or fall before the school year really gets underway. And the second visit happens in the spring. Now that visit's about the knowledge that the teacher holds, and now that they know the family better, it's a much more meaningful conversation about what families can do to more effectively work with their students to support their success.
Sounds rather logical to me.
Yes, it's not rocket science. There's nothing that we do in the Home Visit Project that's unique in the sense that it hasn't been thought of before or done. I think where we have had success is creating a model and a discipline that's very adaptable for a traditional school.
Yes, I noticed in the material that there turns out to be some rather unexpected benefits from this. I mean, for example, you use the word discipline. A lot of folk misunderstand what that really means, but the kids actually end up behaving better at school. You have, better behavioral outcomes in the schools just as a result of getting the parent and teachers together at home. That is quite amazing to me.
Yeah, I think what teachers have found, and by the way, the reason why this project survives is because teachers love it. They love getting a chance to get out and connect with families and reminds them why they chose to do what they, they do every day for a living. But I think the reason it impacts adverse student discipline issues, especially around suspensions, expulsions, and other issues, is because if the two most important folks in a student's life are not in relationship with each other and not talking, then there is a real fertile ground for miscommunication and misunderstanding.
Right.
So I think what we found was the home visits, it's not like everybody's behavior magically changes, but there's an opportunity for us to engage in a conversation before things escalate into a place where there is only one or two options available.
Yeah, you've actually got, as you say, the two important people in the child's progress through school are actually working together for a good outcome rather than one party accusing the other of whatever they want to accuse the other of.
Yes, exactly, yes. It doesn't become adversarial.
Yeah.
So in your brochure on homeschool visit, the parent-teacher home visit project, Middle school home visits. It says the transition between middle school provides a positive and powerful opportunity to reconnect families, schools, and students. However, the logistics of visits get more complicated in middle and high school. I'm just wondering if you could explain why.
Sure. So when we began that two-visit model, it worked really well in elementary school because there's a natural sort of connection between a teacher and their classroom and their students. It became more complicated for us to think about how to organize this in secondary schools where teachers can see 100 students a day. Mm. And, you know, there's multiple teachers serving multiple students. And so what we, over the course of some years, with a lot of guidance from the folks at the school sites, was understanding that there are some key times in a secondary student's, and that would be middle school and high school, some key times in their journey that if we take the time to build some connection during those key times, we can see really great outcomes. So we adapted the two-visit model so that the first visit happens for middle school students and also high school students as they're entering into their middle school and high school experience. So we call those transitional visits. And the idea is before students ever step foot onto the campus, we're already having conversation about what success is going to look like there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having it all together because obviously as the student is getting older, they're having a more and more significant role in their own educational outcomes as well.
Oh, so the student participates in the discussion as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, most of our middle school and high school visits, almost all of our visits, even elementary school, the students are present, but it's up to the students and the families. And by the way, it's always voluntary for everybody. So if a teacher doesn't want to do them or if a family doesn't want to receive home visits, that's totally fine. We think they're great teachers. We think they're great families. It's not for everybody.
Okay. So as you were pointing out, in middle school and high school, there are many teachers. One student will have many teachers. I'm sure not every single teacher visits the home. So how is this divvied up?
Well, for the transitional visits, because they happen oftentimes in the summer, early fall, we just look for a willing group, a willing sort of cadre of teachers from that school who are willing to go out. Because our belief is sooner or later, the student will have that person as a teacher at their school. So at least now they have a chance to get to know someone and have a connection at the school, even if they don't have them right away. In the second visit, though, those tend to be more focused on what's it going to take for you to successfully exit to the next level. So in middle school, that second visit often will be with a specific teacher who has a relationship with that student. And we look for the natural organization within a school site. Is it a homeroom system? Is it a small learning community system? What's the system by which we already are sort of organizing kids so that there's kind of a 20-to-1 ratio for teachers and students so that no teacher would have to be responsible for visiting more than, 25 kids, 20-25. So that second visit can be more focused, if you will, between the student and the teacher, but that first visit really is school-wide.
So then the teachers who go out and do the visiting with the parents and the students, do they then come back to the whole of the teacher population and share what they've learned so that everybody knows something about these students?
No, not particularly. I mean, I think really the intention behind the project is to create the relationships between the folks that are directly connected to that student. I do know that oftentimes if a teacher has had a pretty profound learning or aha moment, or, people talk about it different ways. I have heard them share those experiences at the staff meetings, but the perspective is what they learned, not so much information about the students or the family.
I see here also that you have career and college readiness visits. When do these take place, and what's usually done during them?
So one of our large comprehensive high schools in Sacramento, it's a school called Luther Burbank High School, has a really dynamic staff, and they embraced home visiting in a really big way. And one of the things they realized was as their students were progressing through 11th and 12th grade, that there needed to be more direct conversation about, okay, so now we've got everyone on track to graduate, which was our goal, right? That's all good. But what's next for you? How are we all thinking about getting you ready for what your next step is going to be? What's your career or college readiness plan for leaving high school? So the high school organized, particularly their counselors, around the idea of doing outreach to 11th graders the summer of their 11th grade year and then a little bit into the fall of their 12th grade year, just to make sure that everybody was on track with a college and career plan. So it's another opportunity to just kind of step out and really take the time to think through in a way that's removed from the school setting where all the different power dynamics that would normally exist aren't present, and so that we can have a different kind of conversation about it.
Mm, that's important, because I remember when I was a youngster long ago, when I finished my schooling, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life.
Sure, yeah. And I'm the mother of almost 20-year-old and almost 17-year-old, and so I'm witnessing that from this end as well.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Sacramento. I'm just reading the notes here. This whole operation, this bright idea that you've got going, began there in 1998 in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So it's a well-proven operation now. That's wonderful to see.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the fact that we've survived is pretty amazing, because so many great family engagement programs have come and gone over that time. And
mm-hmm.
It's really discouraging, I think, for families and school site staff to see something that works really well and then to have it go away.
Yeah.
And so to be able to be consistently present and successful has mattered a lot.
That is good. And I see here from notes from some of the teachers how grateful they are to be able to be involved and really get to know the parents and have the parents as a partner in this operation. And of course, nowadays, with teachers on the chopping block, so to speak, having to perform, this
mm-hmm.
must be a real boost to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard being a classroom teacher these days. It is really a heavy lift.
Yeah.
Teachers have to do so much more with so much less. I mean, I come from California. The resources that are allocated to our public schools are shameful. And teachers, I mean, if you ask me, teachers are heroic for showing up every day and doing what they do.
Mm.
So to be able to make those connections and have a partner on the other side has been really powerful for them.
Yeah, I remember long ago, teaching was a very honored profession. And
yes.
Nowadays, it's like the think tends to be, why be bothered? Why get into that? It's very
well, you know, that's true, certainly in the media.
Yeah.
Certainly true in a lot of the chatter I hear. But what I also hear from teachers when they go out and do home visits, and this is true across cultures, Sacramento is an extraordinarily diverse community. And across cultures, teachers are still pretty revered. So I think one of the really wonderful side effects of the Home Visit Project is it is an opportunity for both families and teachers to really feel honored in their role.
That is good and important.
I see that there are several states who have adopted or are adopting your model for this type of a program to outreach to parents. And I was wondering, if a parent wanted to have this type of a program in their school, how would they go about doing this?
All they need to do is call, and we'll talk. All of those communities that have adopted and are adopted it have contacted us with exactly that question. This sounds like something we might be interested in. So the process we would go through is just, you know, explaining who we are, you know, what the model is, how it works, encouraging them to have some conversations, for example, with the principal at the school, the teachers union representative, and certainly the district, because each one of the three partners plays a very vital role, not only in launching a home visit effort, but in sustaining it. And so that's part of our role as, you know, sort of the facilitator of that conversation, is just making sure that people are included in the conversation who are going to need to be part of that long-term partnership.
Mm-hmm. You'd better give our audience how to get in touch with you then, Carrie.
They can certainly call us anytime. My cell phone number is 916-752-3206. That's always the best way to reach me.
Mm-hmm.
They can Google us just by looking at Parent Teacher Home Visit Project. Or they can go to our website, which is www.teachervisits.org.
Because I saw the abbreviated version there, and you gave me the full parade, and I went, whoops.
Well, it's hard to say the acronym and have the, you know, it's a difficult acronym for people to hear, I think, over the airwaves.
I'm curious about your program as a parent. If I were to call in, do you offer training to parents, training to teachers? Who normally contacts you, a school, a parent?
It's all over the map. We have been contacted by all three legs of the stool, if you will, you know, parents, teachers, and school administrators and district administrators. So whoever initiates the conversation is, you know, sort of the one who will get the ball rolling, but eventually we need to be having conversations with all three partners. We do offer training to get a site ready after we're sure that there really is the willingness and desire and will, if you, you know, to move this, right. Then we can offer training for the school site staff to get started. Our training mm-hmm. teams are always comprised of parents and teachers who have either received or conducted home visits.
So I really recommend, listeners, that you get in touch with Kerry. Her operation out there has won some tremendous awards. She won the California State Gold Award for, that was in 2007, was it, Kerry?
Yes,
For work supporting students, teachers, and public education. Also the Innovative Family Engagement Strategy for Systemic Education. Oh, that one's a tongue twister. I like the last one you got. The Bright Idea Award. Now, that's language I can speak.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
It's been wonderful chatting with you. We're sort of coming up to a half an hour with the lady who won the Bright Idea Award for 2010.
Well, thank you so much for your interest in our project. I really appreciate being able to share it.
Well, you've been a lot of fun, Kerry, and we like fun people on our show.
Well, what you do is also very valuable, and I'd like to see this spread throughout the U.S.,
Oh, me too. And I do want to say, in all fairness, that it isn't me. It's the parents and teachers who do this project. I just get to talk about it.
Now, they really deserve some kudos because it's a winning proposition. So thanks, Kerry.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to The Learning Curve with Roger and Virginia. For more information on the subjects covered during the show, visit howtolearneasily.com. Or send an email to questions@howtolearneasily.com.